5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey there, welcome to the 5 by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury. And I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a decentralized network of microchurches innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage from the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is 5 by the Fire. And today we read Numbers 15, Psalm 51, Isaiah 5, and Hebrews 12. And you guys, I am blessed that my wife loves travel. I wasn't always keen on it, but enjoyed every single trip that we would take until I began to actually look forward to the experience. Now, when we travel, one of our favorite things to do as a family is actually simply getting in the hotel pool together. The kids love splashing and playing in the water, but I will admit, it takes me a while to get all the way in. I am the guy who puts a foot in and then slowly another, and then slowly walks a bit further in. Many times the pool entry process for me is a few minutes instead of what is a few seconds for the rest of the family. Layla, my 16-year-old, would often turn to me and yell, "Dad, get all the way in." And I'd say, I am. But really, I was often far from it. When we come to Psalm 51, we find just about no greater text embodying the beautiful and necessary act of repentance. And David demonstrates going all the way in to repentance. After diving headfirst into his heinous sin, and after the confrontation of Nathan the prophet calling him out on it, now David has clear eyes to see the depth of his sin. He says, "For I know my transgressions and my sin is always before me." So often we are stuck at that stage of blindness to our sin. And God's first act of mercy upon us in that moment is the sending of people like Nathan and activating the voice of the Holy Spirit to convince us and convict us. Do we listen or do we reject the correction? David heard the truth and he saw clearly the sin. Being convinced of it was then struck with a heart full of sorrow and full of humility. Sorrow for his sin, not primarily his sin against the people, but he wronged God. And he says this, "Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight." We would be wise to recognize while our sin does directly and definitely indirectly impact many, our sin is always an affront to a holy and perfect God. David goes on, and in humility, he's elevating God as the justified bringer of justice. He says, "So you are right in your verdict and justified when you judge." With this 1-2 punch of recognition and repentance, he is yet again victorious and proven to be the man after God's own heart. David pleads with the Lord, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." He once was a man overjoyed by the knowledge of his righteousness and his pending salvation, and he seeks for that state to return to him as he, with a broken and contrite heart, returns to the Lord, and he says, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation." He wants it all back. God was his foundation when he began, and he wants God to be his foundation in the end, even now, after his sin is ever before him. David gave us a picture of what the opening of Hebrews 12, when lived out, will look like. "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God." You guys, Jesus is our founder and the perfecter of our faith. God started the work in us and will finish it. Will we, however, lean into our part of the effort, laying aside the weights and the sins that slow us down and keep us back and threaten to derail us in this marathon journey with the Lord? Will we decide to see our sin with clear eyes, have full hearts of sorrow and repentance toward it, knowing that in Christ we can't lose? Will we let God have all of our submission? Not only some of it, but will we fully repent? Or will we just go halfway? Will we see a whole new heart instead of an upgrade? Will we ask God to fully cleanse us? Or just step into the water 1 foot at a time? We know what David would do. Let us get God's help to go all the way in. Father God, we thank you that your Spirit strengthens us to obey, that your Spirit corrects us when we disobey, and that you empower us, Lord God, with faith to trust you and receive forgiveness as we repent to you, that you empower us to do the hard work of being humble before you, kneeling, submitting to you, Lord God. We do ask you to help us to not just take a step towards you, but go all the way, to embrace you, to completely receive all of you, even now as we speak, Lord God. We thank you. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys. Well, that is another episode on Five by the Fire. Make sure you email me, Arman@unshackled.org. That's arman@unshackled.org. If you've got any email, or I'm sorry, any prayer requests or any questions, feel free. Also, hit me up at 5bythefire.org. Leave a comment there. Subscribe, rate, and share. And we'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.